This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hola and welcome in, listeners, now in Sacktown at 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, California. Also our friends Rip City, Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON and 1210 The Man of Miami, Florida. Ted, that would be...
I'm going NBA here.
The Heat.
The Heat, yeah, but what is their, what are the Heat called? When they do their half names, they're just my.
My city.
I was laughing that you got in the Rip City.
Yeah, I know. Rip it, Sack. I got them all covered there, yeah.
Big show for you today. Our question, excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999. Oh, look, thinking of the alternate uniforms. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a Miami fan of anything, but those Miami Vice.
Pastels.
Oh, my God, those unis are cool.
They look like the tropics. They look like the Flint tropics.
It is awesome, man.
I like that you use the word pastels and cool in one sentence. I was like, please
don't
do it.
It's a place you can do it.
I know.
You can use pastels and cool in the same time if it's Easter Sunday.
Oh, you know what? You're right. So we're just talking about different STDs that animals can get, all right? So koala bears get chlamydia as well as some birds.
Welcome to the show again if you're joining us in Portland, Sacramento, or Miami.
Nice jerseys, though.
Monkeys can get herpes. This is definitely a well-known fact in Florida right now, where over 1,000 of them have been attacking people. There are a few other ones. So people have chimed in. They said chlamydia, as far as which one of these would you want to explain? I got chlamydia from a koala bear, genital warts from a dolphin, or I got herpes from a monkey. Someone says chlamydia is the easiest, the worst part. It's just waiting the full week. We also found out that cats are one of the few animals, along with, like, alpacas and llamas, they can get breast cancer. Someone chimed in to say, my cat had breast cancer. She had to get 4 of her 8 boobies removed.
4 of the 8. So you still have 4 left.
Still have 4. You're halfway home.
I guess that's the other thing, too. When I think of animals, I think of them having nipples, but not actual boobs.
Right. And then someone else, this is in context, but it just reads the words.
It's so hard to find a bra that fits.
Cats can get AIDS.
Oh. Well,
listen.
All right.
No, listen. Apparently it's called... FIV instead of HIV. I know HIV and AIDS are different, but still. But that's all it says. Cats can get AIDS.
Well, that's great knowledge.
That's the weirdest text.
Share that with your kids.
I did not know that before now. So, yeah.
Our question, excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999. Hola.
I would take your advice, Miles, and share that with my daughter right before dinner. Yeah, baby, you know, go take a look at Rainbow.
Rainbow Janet Hill?
Yeah, Rainbow Janet Hill.
I think it's got to be more like the cat. This is why you don't let the cat outside.
Cats get AIDS. Hello, Gabe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All
right. So when I was a kid, I was at my friend's ranch back in the day. And I don't know. I thought it was like a barn dog or whatever. But it was like this big black looking kind of dog. Could have been a coyote. Doubt it, though. I was helping him walk the horse around the yard or around the post or whatever. And this dog comes up and starts like snarling at me. And keep in mind, I'm like 8 or 9 years old. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then he comes up and starts, like, attacking me, trying to, like, claw at my back and everything. So then I jump to the back of my friend's ranger at the time. And he kept trying to attack me. And I was just sitting there, you know, 9 years old, thinking I'm in a horror movie. But,
Did the horse try to protect you, or did it just kind of stand there and watch this go down?
You're on your own.
The horse was kind of just, like, standing there. He didn't know what to do. The horse was confused himself.
I don't think he's confused. I think he's like, dogs, he's mad at you, not me. Mm-hmm. Handle it, son.
I know, right? I don't really know, but yeah, it wasn't fun. My friend tried to like boot kick the dog to kind of get him to back at me, but
so you don't know. You just think it was a wild dog?
I I have no idea. We were kind of in like the eastern part of Washington, and it could have been honestly anything. We were kind of in like the neck of the woods at this ranch.
I don't know what bothers me more. You know, like, it could have been anything. Even though it's right there.
It could have been anything. Like, I have no, like, it was a four-legged animal with some pretty rough fur is all I remember.
Well, that limits it to everything.
Maybe a coyote.
Maybe. Did you hear in Chicago? So Chicago, oddly enough, has this coyote issue going on. Right?
They have had a coyote issue for years. I mean, they run at night, apparently. I saw an entire documentary on how the coyotes come out at night and basically take over downtown Chicago.
They come out at night.
I mean, they're running this in packs. They're running the city.
I mean, but this is like a densely populated city.
Yes.
Right? But so anyway, I guess someone has a video. One cat taking on three coyotes. The cat did not lose. That's all you need to know. When you go home and look at Fluffy tonight, remember, that thing is a killer.
Yeah, but a cat won't protect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, a cat will defend itself. There's some animals, like, your dog wasn't going to defend you when the opossum was hissing.
Well, right.
But some animals do, you know what I mean? They will kind of be territorial, depending on who they're with.
No, you're right. Cats won't defend you.
I read a story about a marine biologist, and she was doing some studying on humpback whales. So they're down there with an entire crew filming this. They've got a film crew down there. They also have a drone that is filming the exchange from up above.
All right.
This humpback whale takes this woman and sticks her underneath the dorsal fin and clamps down.
So you're holding her with your armpit.
Underneath the armpit.
Hey, put it in her headlock.
Put her in a headlock.
Give her a noogie?
And she said, look, I'm not going to panic. I don't want the whale to know that I'm scared. And then the whale takes off. The whale's also with a baby whale.
All right.
And another whale that's pretty close. So then they start following this whale with a drone to figure out, because the whale goes down. Then the whale comes back up to the surface. All right. She's still underneath, you know, the side fin, whatever you call this, of this whale. And she's trying to remain calm, but he keeps taking her, or she keeps taking her, out farther away from the boat. At a pretty rapid pace, babies in tow, other whales following behind.
How long is she not panicking?
This is about a 15-minute ordeal.
Jesus Christ.
The drone shows the footage of a huge-ass tiger shark that has been coming up behind them and following them the entire time. And the reason the whale grabbed the woman and took her underneath the flipper and took the hell off is so that the woman wouldn't get eaten by the tiger shark.
That is awfully nice of that one.
And they have it all on film from the top, from the bottom, from everything. Like, except for the guys in the bottom who got the hell out of the water once they realized what's going on.
Yeah.
The camera crew gets out, and then they film her, like, swimming her ass off to the boat once he let her go. Because then they went up there, and she just broke free and took the hell off.
See, that had to be the mama whale. I'm a dad. My thought would be, there's a tiger shark. I got my kid. There's this fairly defenseless, whatever it is. That defenseless thing's on its own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking my kid to get in the house.
Yeah, I mean, if I saw a shark coming up behind a fish, I would yeah. I'd let the fish
eat. Exactly. That's exactly. A fish, I know you can't defend yourself. You're about to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, I mean, I saw somebody get punched once, but...
You knew it was coming, didn't you?
I didn't know who the people were.
Yeah, so you're like... Yes, you know what I mean? This whale took it upon itself to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would feel comfortable with that whale babysitting my kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing story. Like, I've read it a couple times, but it's just like, I didn't know where the story was going. And then at the end, when they show the footage of the tiger shark in the area, you're like, oh, my God.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, let the video run. I'll ignore people.
Yeah. Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey,
hola, hola.
Here's some monkeys with herpes.
Okay.
I toast that every night before I go to bed.
Don, have you ever gotten a venereal disease from an animal out there in the wild or, you know, just a person or anything like that in your lifetime?
No. Luckily, I was pretty selective back in the day.
He knows how to pick his monkeys.
I don't know, being selective is always that, man. You're going to eat a good meal. You might get food poisoning. You don't know. I mean, like, it's very hard, I think, to judge.
That was my first wife.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, now, two stories. I don't know if you guys really give a hoot, but the one that came to me when I was thinking about it, I have a daughter with a little bit of a substance abuse problem.
All right.
And she was living with my ex-wife up in the mountains in Southern California, and she went out about 2:00 in the morning to have a smoke, and she was petting this kitty, going, oh, kitty, kitty, Kitty. Well, it turned out to be a raccoon that attacked her, hunk a hair out of her, sunk its canines through her calf. She ended up having to go through all of the shots and stuff.
Did that help her clean up at all?
No.
Really?
No, nothing seems to do with
but
this.
But you were so stoned. You were petting a raccoon that you thought was a cat.
So she's an adult at this point. You're saying this is not a child going out and just being a child.
Oh, no. She was in her 30s.
What drug was she on
what do you got?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Normally, I thought that was Northern California where that went down.
That's where the
not
girls
Southern
are born.
Southern California in the hills. Yeah. Okay. All right.
How's your daughter doing now?
Well, we're raising her kid.
Okay. Yeah. Say no more. Keep her away from raccoons.
And how was her kid?
He's going on 13.
Okay. And happy to be with you, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he eats on a regular basis and doesn't have to sleep in the corner with a blanket.
That's what I tell my kids every night.
What a life. You didn't have to do crap. I mean, it's like an immediate improvement.
Exactly. You know, you're right. Your house is fail-safe.
Right, exactly.
There's a bed. Like, you are awesome. Like,
there should be nothing. There should be no bad foster parents. Every situation should be better than the previous one.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, that's not the case. Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Surprised you haven't fostered a kid. You foster, like, you go to the Island of Misfit Toys, and whatever living animal is there, mm-hmm. that is the one you adopt.
Yeah.
You got, what, Broken Hips Gomez there? Or was that Larry?
No, Larry had been kicked and punched and stomped in the hip.
And what was his condition when you got him?
He just couldn't figure out how to put his tongue back in his mouth, and he had a severe underbite. So it was like, you know, he's like, oh, every time I look at him, his tongue out like this, I'm like, Larry, what the hell's going on? Like,
I mean, can he even meow normal?
No, because he had his tongue out.
But you're an empty nest right now, right?
Yeah, oh man, all my animals are dead.
And then Gomez. Are you writing an emo album?
I kind of walked into that one.
No, it's true. It's true.
Somebody put on The Cure.
Yeah.
All my animals are dead.
Well, my last time Gomez died, I celebrated with a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, spicy, and waffle fries. Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
What dipping sauce?
I didn't get a dipping sauce.
Just straight fries.
He was sad.
He was that upset. He couldn't even dip a fry.
I think I got the right.
I'll go to Chick-fil-A, but I'm not getting a dipping sauce.
I do think I get
there. I miss you, Gomez.
What's their house sauce called? The Chick-fil-A sauce. I think I did get that. They have a regular.
With the South Hips.
It's kind of like the mayonnaise ketchup combination.
Hey, it might just be Chick-fil-A
like a fry sauce, but it's a Chick-fil-A sauce.
I know you hated me, but I loved you in return.
Oh, so sad. I told you. I was so sad, man. I was really bummed out, and I looked across the street after I put him down, and he died in my lap, and I looked up, and there was a Chick-fil-A across the street, and I completely forgot about my cat dying. I was like, ooh, Chick-fil-A.
Get this thing off my lap.
Yeah, man.
Quick.
No, I don't need more time. Do you want a paw print? No, hell no. You want a box of
it? No, nugget.
I got two dead beagles in a closet. What the hell am I? Am I making a pyramid of dead people in the closet? Jesus, God.
You still have two of them in there?
I got two dead dogs in the closet. What do I get?
I got one.
Like a pyramid of freaking dead things?
Why don't we bring in our box of dead former pets?
Just throw them off. Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
88-year-old Norman Kinney says that his Friday afternoon was going just smoothly. I just returned from the store, parked my car, and when the door closed, I heard this little meow. Retired fire chief of Bath in Maine says he thought the sound came from his cat, which is a natural reaction when you hear a meow. So I looked, and it was a fox, and it started to come at me. He said the fox was able to take him down after pouncing on him. In the middle of the driveway, I'm trying to beat it off with a cane, and the cane kept breaking. Kenny was scratched and bitten all over his hands and his face. He received treatment at a Midcoast hospital, including stitches on his finger and eyebrow. The fox grabbed onto my eye.
Ooh.
It's a wonder he didn't get the eyeball, pull the eyeball out. He says that a nearby neighbor helped pull the fox off of him, and Bath police say they put the fox down. This fox is still being tested.
Carfax.
For Kenny, this is a cruel version of deja vu. You see,
come on,
back in September, he strangled a rabid fox to death with his foot when it attacked him before. This January, it was a bigger fox. The last one I was able to get with my foot, this one, I was just strangling it with my bare hands, hoping it would stop clawing me. It's a situation Kenny wouldn't wish on anyone. I was afraid he was going to get loose and really chew me up. I would have to think that this is a potentially rabid fox. Either way, I did not know that they were that aggressive toward humans.
When I was a kid, man, we grew up around them.
Yeah,
like, don't stick your hand in a foxhole, which that explained that. But every time I saw a fox, like, if you looked at it, it ran away.
Yeah, I mean,
see, rabies is a game changer, man. Rabies is like the PCP of the animal world. Suddenly, yeah. Like, I'm stronger, I am braver, and much more aggressive than I'd normally be.
I think I've seen maybe 3 fox in my life, and they've all been in Maryland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, every single one of them. Like, I don't know if they have a big fox population or what, but every time I saw one, I was like, oh, look, a fox, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know that I've seen one outside of there. But no. That's what foxes do. They just wait for things to die.
Excluding apparently not. It took this dude down in the driveway, man.
I think this thing had to be rabid.
I'm a rabid fox.
And there's a whole family I'm out there.
I've got a fox you see on cops.
Did you guys, when you were children, did you ever think there was animals that were both?
Both what?
Like a rabid fox?
Like you mean together?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you mean like a rabid fox?
I was like 12.
Fox.
Like I just assumed that meant like the animal was both.
Wait a minute.
Wait. So if you heard rabbit, thought it was a part rabbit, part like whatever.
Yeah.
Huh.
The dog was rabbit.
And you're it was like a rabbit dog. Like, and I remember thinking, that is wild. So like crazy. Then of course I said something like, I've never seen one. Somebody was like, that's not what that means.
Wait a minute. You up until about 12?
I'm guessing 12. It's hard to tell, man. It's a long time since I've been there.
Like you thought Cujo's about this giant half rabbit, half dog that's just killing people. The rabbit dog.
To be dead honest with you, I never knew Cujo was rabbit till now. I thought he just killed people.
Wow. I didn't see it.
I just knew it was a story of a scary dog.
Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
And I love centaurs.
Yes.
That's two animals.
Yeah. Okay. No, I feel you, man. Hello, Callie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So, I'm from Port Orchard, and I don't know if you've ever been to Port Orchard, but it's like small town meets way too many people.
Okay.
So we get things like 9 grocery stores and deer crossings in the middle of the parking lot.
I dig it.
So I worked in pizza delivery, and one day I am driving down the road. It is like 9 o'clock at night, middle of winter, dead cold, pitch dark out, and I hit something. I don't know what it was, but, you know, we're clocked on those pizza deliveries, so I got to get back. I'm only like 200 feet from the store, so I go ahead, I pull in, I check my tires, nothing seems wrong, and then my coworker pulls in behind me. He says, did you hit that on purpose? I'm like, no, what was it? He says, you hit a raccoon. I'm like, wow, that thing was big.
Well, did it take off running?
He says, you didn't kill it, though. It was just flailing in the middle of the road. I had to kill it for you.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. So
what, he drove over it?
So he did the Domino's double tap.
The Domino's double tap.
They don't put that in a commercial.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, since we're on the subject of pizza delivery, because I don't care about the dead raccoon so much. But how do you keep the pizzas flat so that all the ingredients don't tilt to one side or the other in your vehicle?
Some people have figured out how to prop it up on the passenger seat. So, like, you put a personal water bottle in your seat. And,
okay, all right.
It keeps it nice and flat in your passenger seat.
It must work.
Drive around carefully.
Carefully? You just called to tell us that you hit a raccoon.
Could you
didn't even know.
Could you maybe put it in the trunk It's usually never an issue, but we had a massive issue.
Well, we had a celebration pizza for the end of the year, and we never order pizza.
Right.
We never get anything for food for all of us. And we ordered this pizza, and the entire thing was dumped on one side of the box.
Now, granted, that is, it was a large.
It was a large pizza, yeah. But it was still like completely ruined.
It was.
So that's why I ask. I'm still bitter about that ruined pizza.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll balance that. This pizza was, like, when we say it was large.
It looked like he just threw it in the car.
It did.
And it had nothing to do with the shop where it came from.
No.
I will say this, though. I was so scarred by that incident that over the break, I saw somebody, you know, like sometimes there's two boxes of pizza. So generally you shift one and then pull up the other one. So I thought this person was just opening it to get a slice out and they were like taking their time. And I screamed like, put out that box of pizza. Here we go, what we just went through.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked. I'm still traumatized.
PTSD, man.
It's like, man, how do you keep your pizza flat? Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA. Sad faces all around. We open up.
In Miles' defense, like, you might have had a little slippage before. This was, it was bad.
It was ridiculous.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
But still good pizza.
That was.
Hello, Thomas. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. How are you gentlemen today?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, long story short, when I was a kid, there was a heavy rainstorm the night before. I go out, I'm in the yard playing, doing my thing like kids do, right? And it's super muddy, keep in mind. So I'm like jumping in the mud with my boots on or whatever. So I sink into the ground a little bit. Like there was like a big pocket right there. And anyways, I'm stuck, right? I had some food in my hand because I was eating at the same time. Super muddy. And I see the squirrel. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to feed that squirrel. I feed the squirrel, and then it just gave the invitation for the rest of the species to come invite over there to hang out with me, because as soon as I fed that squirrel, I crap you not, a whole gang of them just flocked towards me, and they were running up me, up my chest, my arms, my shoulders, my head, and I'm freaking out. I'm still stuck. So, like, imagine, you know those, like, things the car dealership.
Are
they hurting you? Are they biting you? Or are they just running around trying to see if you have any more food on you?
Hell yeah, they were hurting me.
Oh. So what did you do? To just beat them off of you?
Again, like I said, imagine the thing at the car dealership that, like, blows over in the wind and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That guy.
And I couldn't do anything. So I threw the food, and, like, some of them were still messing with me. And what pissed me off the most was I look over, and in the sliding glass door, my whole family's just sitting there on their backs laughing their butts off like they couldn't help themselves. Like, okay, my son's getting attacked, but we're going to laugh about this first because this is a good time.
Put this on Facebook.
How many squirrels do you think were on you at one time?
Dude, I swear to God, at least like 30.
No way.
I swear, like in the vicinity, for sure.
Okay. That's
somehow
different.
That's terrifying. That's the most terrifying squirrel story I've ever heard.
Typically, I don't think squirrels are on the attack mode.
Yeah, but I think they recognize, wait a minute, he's stuck. All right. He just offered him food. Let's take.
When I was a kid in Detroit, I was 4 years old. I had a squirrel as a pet that would come to the front door every day, and I'd just feed him peanuts.
Then your father was pissed about that or something?
Well, there's peanut shells all over the front of that.
Oh.
But I mean, okay. I would. I'd give him the peanut, and then he'd deshell the peanut because they were shelled peanuts. And he'd just sit there and I'd watch him through the screen door. Like, I put like one or two or three out, then I could come out, I could put him in his mouth with my hand. He'd take him with his little tiny hands, grab the peanut, start breaking it all apart.
His little tiny hands.
Well, like the CeeLo hands.
Not one of them big hands.
Like, he bends over with two hands, like, picks up the nut. You know, they hold on to it.
I think it's a beautiful story.
It is.
This is also the same man, I want you to understand, it's the same man who years later at someone's housewarming party, a guy bought a house in Baltimore City, and this guy, he wasn't banging with money, but he's going to spend his money on the stuff, right? So it's like great wine, even though we drank beer at the time, mm-hmm. Had all this expensive cheese, yeah. And so later on in the night, I hear this guy, Eric, out in his backyard, just scream, Miles, God damn it, quit feeding rats my cheese. So
you have no idea.
In that, like 12
alley,
rats.
In that alley, man.
This is expensive-ass cheese,
I was
man.
Feeding him, like, Gouda and like, the real good. Like, he had a huge-ass cheese plate. So there's all these, I mean, and then as soon as, like the caller said, as soon as you feed one of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, all you got is eyes. So then when the light popped on in the alley, you know, like one of those fluorescent, you know, lights, it popped on. I'm like, oh, my God. There's like 30 rats out there. And when I say rats, you don't understand what I'm talking about.
These rats are huge.
They are, they're wharf rats. They're unbelievable.
Wharf rat mixed with the brown rat, which makes this, seriously, that's what
gigantic. It's like the size of a beaver. You know
really?
What I mean?
These things are, but you were feeding his expensive ass cheese. Grapes.
They were loving it. They're sitting up like eating the cheese. It was a party.
Some high-dollar rats that night, yeah. Bro.
Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
And you put rats in his backyard. That's
he's the like, other traps out there. It's like you're
all right,
never
so he's been trying to get rid of the rats, and you're bringing them in.
There's no way you could get rid of the rats. If you could get rid of the rats in Baltimore, you'd be a millionaire.
But you don't invite them to your home. You don't make there. It more accessible. Yes. Oh, he's got the good cheese. Hello, Travis.
I don't even know I like Gouda.
He sprays the cheese went right in my mouth.
Can I, in all fairness, can I be honest with you guys for a second? You know how they always say, like, mice love cheese or rats love cheese, sure. Whatever? I have no proof of this. Because I tried.
Yes, you do.
No, because I tried to catch rats and mice in my apartment, remember, for years. So I had those glue traps.
No, those were mice you were going for. You did not have rats,
what
you
I
had
mean
mice.
Is, like, the whole
when
idea.
You fed the rats cheese. Like half the neighborhood of rats
don't
waited
have,
patiently
know,
for you to hand it to
but,
them.
But it's the idea. Like I see
like
this.
Like you're a cocktail server.
I see this in a cartoon. You right. Know, mice and rats like cheese. You know what I mean? But I have never seen them like actually feast on cheese. Have you? Like
you fed the rats.
We know
cheese.
We know rabbits
and
like
we know that mice,
and lettuce and things like that because they eat them in your garden.
You fed the rats cheese. They ate the cheese. Granted, this was really good cheese, but we know rats like cheese. We know that mice like Cheetos because in one of your glue traps.
That was how I finally caught them. I kept putting cheese in it.
So
is
your argument is that you were trying to see if the rat likes cheese?
I was because I had been trying to.
I mean, telling me and Eric were tight. I think his argument was it's expensive cheese.
And
yeah, why are you throwing it in the alley
to see if they would like it and what varieties they would like? And they liked it all. They thought it was fantastic.
Come on,
which proves that rats like cheese.
Huh. Let's just call it what it is. You got a little drunk and wanted to feed the rats cheese.
Well, I want to see if they'd actually eat it because I've been trying to capture those mice in my apartment with cheese and they never would bite. The only way I got them was with a Cheeto.
And that mouse got so close.
Yeah, he was like, he's still alive. And
he couldn't get his tongue.
That thing. He's got his tongue in it like, yeah, Cheeto.
He was just staring at it.
He was so close. And I tried to peel him off and he wouldn't come off.
Yeah, it's a glue trap. Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Try to let him free.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story involves horse is, me and my family go to Moses Lake where my mom's parents, my grandparents lived, and they had three horses, and they told me not to run behind the horse, and me and my two brothers wanted to catch this horse to ride it, and they told me not to run behind it, and I'm 10, so I'm running behind this horse, and it stops, and it bucks me in the stomach. Throws me like 5 feet. I can't breathe for 5 minutes, it seems like.
You did say buck you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you riding the horse?
No, I was running behind it like an idiot.
So he kicked you?
Yeah. He stopped and both feet in the stomach.
Oh.
I'm in a dead sprint. And so it knocked the wind out of me, and my brothers run and go get my parents. They come back out. I'm done that day, so then the next day, we decided to ride the other two horses. My dad gets on one, they throw me on the back of the other horse, and the horse that I'm on follows the horse that my dad is on, no matter where he goes. I've never ridden a horse before, so my dad takes off at a full sprint, and this stupid horse, well, the one that I'm on, runs with it. And I make it about a half mile down, and I'm holding on for dear life like an idiot trying to hold on to this stupid saddle, and I'm vomiting all over the place. Lucky Charms does not look as cool going out as it does going in, so it was cereal fest all over the horses. Now, I am deathly afraid of horses now. If there's a parade and there's horses coming down the parade, I will leave the parade. Like, I will not.
What about,
I don't even come near
what about Lucky Charms? Will you eat a bowl of Lucky Charms?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So they're
fine.
It
took a couple years. took a couple years for me to eat Lucky Charms again, but yeah. And then so that's the weekend. We're leaving. The day that we're leaving, I go to pet the horse that kicked me.
That's a good idea.
It was dumb. It was dumb. So I go underneath the electric fence that they keep these stupid horses in, and it starts to attack me. So I turn around and go to run. Well, I forget that there's an electric fence, and I got clotheslined at a dead sprint from the collarbone all the way up to the chin, took the skin off my neck.
Oh, my God.
Did the horse drop and laugh? I mean, at some point, this horse just had to be like, son, you just need to go home.
Yeah, I've pretty much realized that horses hate me at that point. So I've been scared of horses ever since, yeah.
Now, Travis, I have a question for you, and you probably don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Have you ever called this show before?
Yeah.
You have. Did you ever disguise your voice when you called the show?
That's not me, man. I did not do that.
are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Miles is convinced you're that guy.
He sounds like exactly you guys, like you.
What, he talks like this?
That's it! I knew it was you! I knew it was you! It was you!
It's not me, my man.
You walked in with your adult daughter, right?
What? No, I did not walk in on her doing whatever on her laptop. I've heard that.
Oh, yeah, you heard
that.
You
remember a lot of details.
You guys just played that at the year-end spectacular.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's when you heard it.
We're still not
sold. Who would cop to it if you were disguising the voice? We should have just asked if he had
it. I did not do that. It was not me.
I know it was you. I knew it.
It wasn't me, bro. I promise you it wasn't me. I promise.
I don't know.
Okay.
That imitation was too good.
That was really good.
Miles wrote me a note. I'm like, I don't think so.
This is the disguise voice character. It's like, and then no, people know me. Who knows you? People listen to your show know me.
Right. It's like talking to Tonto.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
A Tampa Bay area mother says squirrels have moved into her condominium that she's renting near Kokomo. I didn't know Kokomo was a real location.
Well, from the Beach Boys song?
Yeah, Kokomo, Florida. Who knew? After being tormented for 25 days, Annie Peavy, she called 8 On Your Side investigators. I guess it's kind of like their version of Get Jesse.
I'm sure Jesse would not be thrilled. I'm here with terrorizing squirrels.
While she admits it's kind of silly, Peavy says the squirrels have destroyed her furniture and peace of mind. She says no one is taking responsibility to remove the pests. They like us now. They know our habits. They don't want to leave. Peavy has a 9-year-old son and says she has seen at least 2 squirrels as time gone by. She says the squirrels then have become more aggressive. He normally likes to stay on the back of my couch. The other one likes the chair. Cell phone pictures and videos show the squirrels hanging out in the living room. The television station stopped by the home to see the problem firsthand. We found the place was ransacked by rodents. You can see what he's done in the on the bottom of the chair. Down here, you can see the stuffing. You can see the feces. The mother says she is worried about her son. Now that they're being more aggressive, what if they bite him? After days of complaints, the property manager and the HOA finally put up traps. However, squirrels are not falling for it. They are not stepping into those traps. They put up traps 5 days ago. Squirrels aren't doing it. They're still hanging out in here. Meanwhile, the HOA says, we're not responsible for problems with squirrels inside the unit. How'd you like to live with squirrels for 25 days? They asked the HOA. They did not comment on the story.
Was she just leaving her windows open? How did these squirrels
get in? These squirrels are getting in somehow through the building.
So, okay. All right. I'm like, how do you get this many squirrels in your house, man?
You know. Our question, excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was a teenager, I was still living with my mom down in Sumner, and she lived in a little fourplex apartment up on the top floor. I came home late one night, and only one porch light on our side was on, and I get up there, and I'm greeted with a real loud hiss. A little startling. I spin around, and I can see the glowing eyes and the outline, and it's a big old possum. Obviously just a little scared of the rabies, all that kind of stuff. I didn't want to, like, engage it too much. I took a step towards it, and this little bastard just started scurrying, and he goes running down the stairs. Now, I'm sure you're all familiar with the possum and how it's got those short, stubby little legs.
Yeah.
So it's running full speed, but none of its legs ever touch any of the stairs on the way down. It's just headbutt, 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 like a broken slinky all the way down. Rolls a few times and scampers off into the darkness, but it's a sound that still haunts my dreams.
The sound of the hissing possum or the sound of his head bouncing off the stairs?
No, the sound of it, like, throttling itself all the way down the staircase was something I can never forget. None of its legs touched any steps.
What can you best describe the sound? Like, what's the most comparable thing you could describe the sound? Me not knowing what a possum head sounds like on stairs.
It just pretty much was all the way down.
Did you ever see the possum again?
No, not that one in particular that I could identify.
Okay. Excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so here's my story. This is years ago with my son's father up in Denali National Forest, where Mount McKinley is, up in Alaska. We go up there, we pick up an outlaw and his freak show of a girlfriend, and we go past the limits. You're only allowed to go to so many miles within the mountain. But we just kept on going past that point.
Why?
Up into the forest ranger.
Why did you make that decision after picking up the outlaw?
Because my son's father is lawless and an adventurer.
All right.
Person.
So was his friend? Was his friend? Are you saying his friend was also an outlaw?
Yeah, we met them when we were camping, and the guy had a great big gun and a bottle of whiskey, and this crazy girl that, you know, he decided he wanted to befriend. We had never seen them before. That was a whole different crazy nutshell. So the four of us end up going across the line, getting closer to the mountain where we're not supposed to be. And the first incident with the grizzly bears was we slowed down to look at them, and the grizzly bears actually walked up to the car, and then they stood up on their hinds and put their paws up on the hood of the car and looked into the car. So I'm pretty scared at that point, you know, because they're grizzly bears.
You don't
bears.
Have to explain it. We get
grizzly
it.
Bears.
I'm scared for you, sure.
Yeah, and there were two cubs and a mother. So
uh-oh.
The cubs were probably, like, you know, 600 pounds each anyways. And then we went a little further, and we spotted a grizzly bear, a really big one, kind of up in a field up off the road. So they all decided it was a good idea to get out of the car and get a closer look at this grizzly bear. So we had to climb up a bank, and then we're walking through this grass, and the grizzly bear was probably about, I don't know, 300 yards away, and we're getting closer and closer. And the thing about grizzly bears is they're blind, basically, so if they don't know what you are, they'll run towards you, and once they realize you're a human, they'll stop and they'll run away because they don't want to be around you either.
Yeah, whatever.
But if you run from them, they will chase you, and they will usually what happens is they take their paw and they rip out your collarbone, realize that you're food, and bury you alive and eat you later on.
Oh, cool.
So that's what the ranger had told us. So we're getting closer and closer to this grizzly bear, and they want to keep going, and I just freaked out. I couldn't handle it another second. So I have bolted. I turned and I ran all the way back to the car, knowing that the grizzly bear might be chasing me, because that's what they do. They chase things that they don't know what they are. And, well, obviously I made it to the car with no incident, but that's my story. It was pretty darn scary.
Yeah, because they're grizzly bears.
Now they didn't want you to go past that line.
We stop at the ranger station, and they have information about Mount McKinley, and and the ranger happened to be there that day, and he was giving a lecture on safety with bears.
You didn't follow.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I mean, that's the key there.
Every decision you made
was a bad one. He said a lot of things. He didn't listen to anything. Excluding your pets, what was your animal encounter? More of your calls in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.